Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And today, of course, is Monday, August 28th, 2023. Hi, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine.
It's your favorite day of the week. It's Monday again.
It is. It is.
You know,
Friday's usually my worst day. Monday's my best day.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you're pretty much opposite most folks here. But I have to tell you, I get to be my age every day and get out of bed and walk away from the bed. It's a good day.
Yeah, I know. I know it is.
I shouldn't complain about anything. I really shouldn't. I'm truly blessed. I get frustrated like everybody else with what I see happening. And we get through some political news today. You understand why. The whole country seems like it's going insane in a lot of different directions. But anyway, I'll let you lead off. I know you got markets you want to share, so go right ahead.
I do?
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay, I do.
So if you don't, you're disappointing a lot of people.
Oh, well. Gold is up $4, $5, let's say. We'll round it out, round it up. $5, $1,920. Silver was basically unchanged at 24.31, and this is the New York spot price after market. Platinum was up $22 at $978, with palladium up 27 at $1,284. The dollar index, the USDX, was down 0.15 at 104. Crude oil was up 30 cents at 80.15. Paper markets today, the Dow was up 200 points. S&P was up 27, and the NASDAQ was up 114. Asian markets, they were all positive. European markets, they were all positive. Ooh, all such a warm and fuzzy feeling all over the world. U.S. 10-year yield was down just a little bit at 4.21. And let's take a peek at natural gas. Was up a little over 1% at 2.568. So, I think a lot of eyes are focused waiting to see what's going on in Florida. Biden signs a state of emergency order for Florida as you have the tropical storm Idalia, as that is approaching. So we'll have to see how severe that gets. As of this morning, the storm was 90 miles off the western coast of Cuba with winds up to 65 mile an hour. But I think they're expecting like a Cat 3 as it approaches the Florida coast, and lots of rain, typical for a hurricane. And so hopefully it doesn't come on shore as a Cat 4 or a Cat 5. What's interesting, Butch, is there's another one brewing in the Atlantic, and it's just supposed to go out to sea. And I haven't seen anyone even mention that. What happens if the two of these merge? What if one of them is, you know, I'm thinking two of them, you know. Hopefully this Adelia is strong enough to keep that other one, but off the shore, it's supposed to go, you know, to the north, northeast, you know, so it's supposed to stay offshore. Only, you know, you're supposed to get some waves and, you know, things like that from the beaches.
Right.
Things like that. But, you know what, I'm thinking to myself, man, what if these two would merge and the one that's out in the Atlantic would push this Adelia back to the coastline? I'm thinking,
You know, I'm sure it's happened. I don't remember seeing that happen that I can think of, but I'm sure it has happened in the past.
I don't know. I don't know why that thought popped into my mind, but I'll tell you what, when things like that pop into my mind. Anyway.
So let's hope you're wrong.
I hope I'm wrong. Because what's up, what I find interesting is no one's talking about that one in the Atlantic.
They're just saying it's veering off to the east. That shouldn't affect a whole lot of anybody. That's what they're saying now.
Yeah, but anyway, well, you know, Raimondo talks trade and national security in China. That's the Commerce Secretary announces a new bilateral forum after meeting in Beijing and a Chinese counterpart. So U.S. and China agreed to set up new channels of communication for economic and commercial issues. That's Gina Raimondo, the Commerce Secretary, including a new bilateral forum to discuss export control measures to reduce misunderstanding of national security policies. I find that extremely interesting. The agreement reached during a four-hour meeting between Raimondo and the Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Mantao is aimed at easing tensions, followed Washington's step to restrict China-bound exports of advanced semiconductors and equipment in October. That action led to retaliation from Beijing, including a ban on some chip-making materials and the sale of products made by U.S. chipmaker Micron Technology. And Raimondo told the U.S. business representatives during a reception at the U.S. ambassador's residence, but this is meant to be a dialogue where we increase transparency and we were clear about what we are doing. She wants to be clear that we are not compromising or negotiating in matters of national security, period. Well, what do you call it? You know, it just cracks me up, you know. They'll do it because they know the control that China has over the United States. We're the ones that have to go in there and say, hey, you know, we want to work with you guys. We're not your enemy. We want to work with you. We don't want to have any misunderstanding. Even Janet Yellen says, oh, we need China. Yeah, you do, unfortunately. And who put us in that position? To where we have to rely on a communist nation. It just irritates me, Butch.
Well, to tell you the truth, there's not too much difference between communism and what we have right now ourselves, so anyway.
Well, you know, we still can have a little bit of hope of change. They have no hope of change over there. And they're the ones, we might be communist over here, but they're the communists that are controlling us. So,
well, they have been for a long time because they have financial advantage over us, and that was intended, obviously. That was intended. That didn't happen by accident. It didn't happen overnight either. Started a career back with Nixon.
No, it didn't. During her meeting with more than 150 companies before the trip, an overwhelming number of executives requested expanding channels of communication with China. Yeah. They don't want to come back to the U.S. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, it's just disgusting.
Well, they sort of got us by the short hair, so to speak. We really can't afford to upset them too much, you know?
I know. But it's just disgusting, and again, it's just another sign to show how desperate these people are, this country is, how desperate we are to keep things in a balanced, to keep things in a balance when everything is so out of balance.
I agree. Totally agree. But, you know, it's like they're spinning too many plates. They can't keep them all spinning anymore. There's too much going on. I mean, everything is out of order in this country, from finances to moral issues to political issues. We're going to share some of those in a minute. But it's all out of order, and you can't spin so many plates at one time, keep up with them. And we're watching them starting to wobble and collapse. And that's in a world that's on a world stage, too, not just in America.
You know, we talked about Jackson Hole, Wyoming, with Powell coming out of there last week and so forth.
Right.
You know, we got record levels of government debt, geopolitical tensions. I mean, what do you expect? There's nothing good that's going to be coming out of this. The likely persistence of weak productivity gains. I mean, you're looking at, you know, the world with slow growth. It's not going to change. You know, and this is the sobering view of a post-pandemic global economy by design. Yeah.
Well, we're going back into another global pandemic, I think, in the very near future. As a matter of fact, middle of next month, they're going to release a brand new COVID vaccination. We'll discuss it a little bit too later on. But if we haven't recovered from the last one, then we're not going to. They put us through another one, if the people comply, it's pretty much over. If the people comply one more time, it's going to show just how ignorant and apathetic people's country are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So anyway, it's just, it's just how. Anyway, what's next, Butch?
Well, I'm going to get on some political issues here for a little bit because it is important. It's right in the front page all the time. And whether you like it or don't like it or agree or disagree, it makes no difference. It's there. Trump raises $7.1 million after Georgia mugshot. Former President Trump has raised $7.1 million since he was booked at the Fulton County Jail on Thursday evening, where he became the first U.S. president to have his mugshot taken. His campaign confirmed to The Hill on Saturday. Trump, who's a frontrunner in 2024 Republican primary race, raised $4.18 million on Friday alone, marking the highest-grossing day of his entire campaign, a spokesperson said. The former president's fundraising haul was first reported by Politico. The campaign has brought in nearly $20 million in the last 3 weeks amid two separate indictments over the former president's efforts to remain in power after the 2020 election. Trump was indicted on federal charge and special counsel Jack Smith's January 6th probe in early August. And last week, he was indicted alongside 18 others by the Fulton County Grand Jury over his efforts to overturn the results of the election in Georgia. The former president and his co-defendants in Georgia case were required to surrender at the Fulton County Jail by Friday. Even though Trump had been indicted three other times this year, Fulton County was the first to require a mugshot. Trump has fundraised off the mugshot, urging support to donate and selling T-shirts, mugs, koozies and bumper stickers with the photo and the phrase "Never Surrender." The former president also made his long-awaited return to X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, to post a mugshot and a link to the campaign website. He was banned from the social media platform after the January 6, 2021 attack on Capitol, but had his account reinstated after being there. Elon Musk bought the site for $44 billion last fall. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now this is interesting. Trump D.C. trial set for March 2024 in thick of GOP presidential fight. Interesting timing on this. It truly is. It really is kind of interesting. Donald Trump will stand trial in March 2024 for trying to overturn the 2020 election defeat. His election defeat one day before Republican voters in more than a dozen U.S. states will decide whether to give him a chance to recapture the White House. U.S. Judge Tanya Chutkan on Monday set a trial date of March 4th for the federal case in Washington, one of four criminal prosecutions the former president faces. This is one day before Super Tuesday, a potentially decisive date in the Republican presidential nomination contest, when states from Maine to California will hold their nominating contest. Opinion polls show Trump leading his rivals by a wide margin. Chunkin's decision means that Trump will likely have to stand in at least three separate criminal cases while he's campaigning for the party's nomination to take on Democratic President Joe Biden in the November 24 election. A trial date in a full criminal case has not yet been set. That's kind of odd timing, in my opinion. It truly is. And I'm going to share another one here. It's kind of odd timing also as far as election coming on. Election variant. Citizens push back against mask mandates. This is other folks, who knows what's behind the scenes? I don't know. I can only read what's going on and speculate. The evidence points towards the fact that they certainly don't want Trump to get nominated. We'll read some things that's going to make backfire on them about that also, but I already told you, he raised $7.1 million with just a mugshot alone, since a mugshot, I should say. Election variant, citizens push back against mask mandates. Americans are raising their voices against mask mandates, reintroduced by some institutions amid reports of rising COVID-19 cases, with some people calling recent infections an election variant. On August 20th, Morris Brown College announced in an Instagram post that the institution has reinstated its COVID-19 mask mandate, effective immediately, due to reports of infections among students in Atlanta University Center. All students and employees are mandated to wear a face mask for a 14-day period, with students required to observe physical distancing. Folks, it started out, remember, the beginning of this COVID nonsense. It's going to be 2 weeks, just 14 weeks to flatten the curve, or 14 days to flatten the curve. It never got flattened for a long time, did it? Hollywood studio Lionsgate has sent a memo asking employees to wear a mask after some of its workers were infected with COVID-19. Primary care provider Kaiser Permanente is now requiring staff, patients, and visitors at his Santa Rosa facility to wear a mask, wear a face mask. Last week, Upstate Medical's two hospitals in New York reimposed mandatory masking, following reports of an uptick in COVID-19 infections. Many people have begun pushing back against mandates and questioning the timing of the rise in COVID infections, with 2024 elections nearing. And just like that, the election variant emerges, author George Papadopoulos said in an August 23rd post on X. I see the election time variant of COVID is about to drop. Mail-in ballots to everyone. America no longer has free and fair elections. We are no different than third world countries in this regard, conservative political commentator Candace Owens said. I hear that the COVID-19 election variant may be back, coming back. I will not comply, Republican Carrie Lake said on August 23rd. The use of election variant comes in a context of the 2020 election during the COVID pandemic, when many states expanded voting procedures, including mail-in ballots, to accommodate lockdown restrictions. In the 2020 election, 69% of voters nationwide, that he knows this high, 69% of voters nationwide cast their ballots non-traditionally by mail and no before Election Day, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. Could this be another ploy? Of course be another ploy. Of course be mailed. I mean, I think it's obvious that if as much as possible, in my mind, they're stacking the deck against Trump as much as can. What do you think?
Well, you know, again, we're talking about so many distractions. Personally, it isn't going to be between Trump and Biden. I'm sorry, it just ain't going to happen. There's no way Trump would ever be elected again. There's just not enough. There's too many people that disagree, and you know, they might think he's innocent, but until proven guilty. You don't go through life like Trump does and be absolutely clean. And yeah, it's, you know, and you know, I was thinking there for a moment that the Georgia thing, when he was asking, you know, he was just innocently saying, look, you know, I need these, you know, I need so many votes and so forth and whatnot. But I was always wondering why they would never show the actual transcript on what he said. But until I saw it on a different station, so I couldn't figure out why Fox and all of them. Now, maybe I just didn't see it. I don't watch it 24/7. I barely watch an hour or two of it. So I could have missed it. But there's a lot of shades of gray, and absolutely, it is. They have weaponized the DOD against, you know, these elections and so forth, these politicians and so forth. But my question goes back to, okay, Trump had 2 years.
I agree.
Why didn't they change? Why didn't they do one-day voting? You heard him start talking about election irregularities from, you know, we've been hearing this for how long? from the Republicans. So why not change it to a one-day voting? Why not change it to paper ballots only?
Well, they say it's too much trouble to count them. That's what they say. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, you're in power. If you're a leader, you fix it. We'll be right back.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up.
And welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. And we got some great – I noticed today, since I started telling you that the premiums on Silver Eagle, since they turned around, the premiums are up a buck. This is wholesale premiums, not mine. So we're heading into the end of the year where product does get tight until the new year comes out, and who knows what's going to be happening from September, October, November. I think it's going to get interesting, Butch.
And, I do too.
And I mean, there's just, you know, whatever they talk about, you believe the opposite and do the opposite. They're all talking of a soft landing. That means it's going to be a landing that's going to shake your head till into the next planetary solar system. That's the way I look at it. So, you know, you do the opposite. When they tell you to buy paper, you buy gold, and they're telling you to buy paper. Everything is all good. Oh, the economy is great. No worries. You do the opposite. You buy gold.
I agree. I totally agree with that. Completely agree with that.
Yeah, so I learned that a long, long, long time ago. The U.S. middle class has the highest rate of medical debt. How about that?
That is proud of me, and they're the ones that can probably, well, the lower class gets help from the government. The middle class doesn't get much help, so they're on their own, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
well,
yeah.
Well, they always say the opposite, but
yes.
That's not true.
Yes.
That's not true at all. But just an interesting stat there. We're a sick nation. We're unhealthy.
We are. We truly are. Our diets have not done much for us to help that at all. We become a fast food nation and convenient nation, and convenience is everything. But anyway, this might surprise some people. I'll tell you what this is about. I'm going to read the headline first. The more you indict, the more we unite. Black social media erupts for Trump. For years, American leftists have yearned for the day that see a police mugshot of former President Donald Trump, confident it would decisively terminate his political career. Thanks to an indictment in Georgia that was clearly conceived in time for maximum political damage, their wish was granted last week. However, the spectacle has unfolded in a way that surely causing a growing sense of horror among Trump's foes. Not only has his booking at one of Atlanta's nastiest jails galvanized typical Trump supporters, it's triggered a surge in support from inside an essential Democrat constituency, black people. Considering how Democrats take black support for granted and routinely label Trump a racist and white supremacist, imagine the utter consternation they're feeling as they witness a social media eruption of black sympathy for Trump over an arrest that, for many blacks, parallels and mistreatment they perceive blacks have been receiving the American criminal justice system. Now, this is, folks, this is their writing, not mine. I'm going to read what they wrote. Not, I didn't write this. The first sign of trouble came when people called themselves blacks for Trump and niggas for Trump posted themselves near the famous Fulton County Jail on Landis Rice Street. Blacks for Trump are on the far side, outside the Fulton County Jail. So anyway, then we saw blacks lining the street to cheer on former President Motorcade and shouting free Trump. So, hey, again, I don't think they anticipated this to go this way. I don't know if this is all game, if they knew this was going to happen or not. I don't think they did. I think they surprised them. But it's getting to the point now, folks, that we've talked about this in the past. Now, this is coming from people like former governor of Ohio, Kasich, and also former governor Palin. I'm going to read what they said and what's coming down. And I see this as very troubling, at least in my mind it is. Kasich on Trump indictments. America is so divided, it could end up in civil war. I didn't write this, folks. Former Governor John Kasich said Friday on MSNBC's Anna Cabrera reports that he was deeply concerned that America is so divided that it could end up in a civil war. Kasich said, let me just make an observation. There are many Americans who just can't wait for Donald Trump to go to jail. And there are Trump people who just are so angry at the system that they think the system of justice doesn't work in America and nobody listens to anybody else and it's all dominated by anger. Sarah Palin says civil war is going to happen. We're not going to keep putting up with this. Now, we all know who she was, former governor of Alaska.
Yeah, said there are Thursday, has-beens. There are has-beens, too.
Oh, they are. Absolutely. They are. This name recognition is what they got. Mm-hmm. Former Governor Sarah Palin said Thursday on Newsmax TV, the balance, that a civil war was going to happen over former President Trump, Donald Trump's indictments. Let me repeat that. This is a TV show called The Balance. Said that a civil war was going to happen over former President Donald Trump's indictments. Eric Bolling asked, we've talked about the two-tiered justice system, but when you see it happening, when you see the former president being fingerprinted, having to show up and turn himself in, you see the mugshots of the other seven or eight who turned themselves in already, do you have any concern for the country as I do? Palin said, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think those who are conducting this travesty and creating this two-tier system of justice, and I want to ask him, what the heck do you want us to be in civil war? Because that's what's going to happen. We're not going to keep on putting up with this. I don't like that kind of talk. I don't from anybody. I really don't face from ex-governors. But I can see why they're saying it. People are getting angry. I mean, folks, we just had a shooting in Florida. A guy shot some black folks. Said he was a Nazi member. I don't know whether he was or not. But the hatred is growing between people. We had a clash, I can't remember exactly where, between the homosexual movement and those opposed to it just a couple of days or maybe yesterday. They had a physical clash between the peoples. This is coming to a head, and it's going to be nasty. I don't like to talk about these things. I don't like for it to happen. But don't be foolish enough to ignore it, okay? Prepare yourself and pray it doesn't happen. If it doesn't happen and you prepare it anyways, no big deal. What you're prepared with, you can use later. food, whatever, water filters, whatever you might need, and some real financial support. But do it. The worst thing could happen is you get to keep it and use it later. But this is all heating up to be something that's going to hurt more than we can understand. We never, in our generation, for many, many years, this nation was pretty much united. Yeah, it was. I mean, there was always contention between races, of course. But during the wars, and World War II especially, I know the united, both blacks and whites fought on the same side and pretty much united. And through my lifetime, there was very little trouble up until the mid-60s when trouble stirred up. And it's been more division since then, and not just in races, but in morality situations. The division is growing every day, and the gap's getting wider. Well, matter of fact, do you remember Alice Cooper?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Well, he got in trouble. Now, this I'm thinking, you remember Alice Cooper, obviously, who he was. The guy was a cotton pick and looked like a, I'm going to say weirdo to be polite, okay? I'm just being polite. I mean, cosmetic company drops Alice Cooper for comments against transing kids. He said there's only women and man. This trans, this other stuff more, this is nonsense. And a makeup company, Vampire Cosmetics, made an announcement Friday in an Instagram post that they're dropping him for the comments he made. There's only two sexes. Now, this came from Alice Cooper. How messed up does that have to be for someone like Alice Cooper to see this? He's been messed up for years, but now he sees how messed up it is now. I mean, how messed up does it have to be for somebody to see this? Like him to see this. I mean, it's amazing. He took us down this road a long ways during his time of glory and fame. Well, anyway, I just thought I'd say that. That's how divided we are now, folks. And it's getting worse. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Gee. Rite Aid. I heard that they're declaring bankruptcy, but I didn't know what the reason was till today. Rite Aid plans bankruptcy and legal maneuver to avoid opioid lawsuits. I did not know that. Rite Aid brought in $24 billion in 2021 from its 2,600 or so locations, but the company is planning to declare bankruptcy. Why? To avoid opioid lawsuits to hold it liable for selling addictive lethal drugs to patients for years. A Chapter 11 filing would cover Rite Aid's more than $3.3 billion debt. And low than pending legal allegations that oversupply of prescription painkillers. The people said Philadelphia-based Rite Aid has agreed on a settlement with federal, state, government, and private opioid plaintiffs to resolve those opioid liabilities in potential Chapter 11, and currently plan to treat them as general unsecured claims, they said. Representative for Rite Aid didn't respond to a request for comment. Restructuring counsel at law firm Kirkland & Ellis also didn't respond. You will get a penny, contrary to the old line, but that's all you'll get, and only as part of a structured settlement. Johnson & Johnson did a similar trick to evade liability for selling asbestos-laced talc for decades, splitting off a worthless subsidiary to hold the bag while the real company marches on legally free of its victims. That's pretty slick. What can I say? That's pretty slick. I mean, they're declaring bankruptcy, so they won't pay the fines. What do you think?
You know, what's interesting about that opioid situation is it took how many years?
Oh, my.
It took a lot of years for that to be exposed, to see how these pharmaceutical companies pushed these drugs, flat out lied to doctors, flat out lied. And it took how long for them to be exposed? And I think you're going to find that about a lot of these new so-called medications that they advertise and push onto doctors and so forth. And you can even include the vaccines on that. But it'll be years. It'll be years. And in the same way. And who goes to jail for it?
The people get hooked on.
Well, I'm talking about anything. I'm talking about any of the pharmaceuticals. You know, people get hooked on the opioids. You have all the other things. They have medical conditions, die.
Sure.
Look how many people died from the opioids and so forth. And who goes to jail?
No one. Of any consequence, no one.
No one.
I mean, you've been hearing the last couple of years, they're going to indict Fauci for his lying. What's happened to him? He retired pretty wealthy. So.
Well, it's still too fresh. It's still too new. And, you know, but, and that's why I said it takes time. It's going to be years.
Well, they don't have years for him. He's pretty old already. You better hurry up. No.
Well, it's another reason why they don't always take so long, you know.
And I'll ask you this question. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm finished.
I ask everybody this question. Did your all's auto insurance take a pretty good hit and increase quite a bit this past time, Billy? Did you notice yours going up?
Well, when did I change? In February, I changed my auto because I was with Allstate for, 20 years? And they, doubled.
Well, I've been with Geico for a long time. Mine went up a tremendous amount. I'm debating by looking somewhere else myself.
Try Liberty Mutual. I mean, I did everything online, and they in fact, they were cheaper than what Allstate was. And so I went with... Now, I'm not promoting. I'm not, I'm just saying who I have.
I might just check that out.
Yeah.
I might check it out because it's worth it. I mean, I have full coverage on automobiles in case I happen to myself. Mm-hmm. Or Marshall, sure. I wreck one, we're covered. They replace mine if I wreck it. And if I have liability, that's fine. I'll cover everybody else, but it doesn't cover me. But anyways, I'm debating a lot of things. But I'm not by myself. Americans are bailing on their home insurance. I mean, they can't afford it, folks. Some homeowners who are skipping coverage say they can no longer afford rising premiums. And believe me, I feel their pain. Homeowners increasingly foregoing home insurance, gambling that the likelihood of a disaster is high enough to justify the cost of a policy. Some skipping insurance say they are doing so because they can no longer afford the rising premiums. The national average for home insurance based on a $250,000 home in dwelling coverage increased this year to $1,428, up 20% from 2022. That is quite a rate hike, 20%. I said that's about what my auto insurance went up also, maybe a little more. Others, particularly among the wealthy, say they have enough money saved to rebuild or move elsewhere should their home be destroyed. Well, good for them. I'd say that's rare. The risk of foregoing a policy are significant. When you don't have insurance and your home is destroyed by fire, you don't just lose your house and its contents. You might also have to pay for removing your home remains as well as the cost to rebuild it. So it's a gamble. It is. But if you can't afford it, what do you do, Melody? I mean, if you have to make a choice between that and paying the power bill or eating, which one are you going to choose?
Yeah.
You know, you always hope nothing's going to happen, and maybe it never will. But I don't know. That's toughie. That's a toughie. People say, well, you live by faith. Don't worry about that. We also have to take care of family. Something happened to me, so that's not living by lack of faith. It's doing what the Lord told me to do, take care of my family. But anyway, but that's a big deal. It's a big deal to me, and that's what I say with auto insurance. And, of course, now the law demands you have to have auto insurance, so you don't have much choice in getting it anyway.
Well, there's lots of they can cut back on the different coverages and things like that. But here we go again. You know, it's their fault. It's their decisions. It's there that are increasing our rates and so forth. But yet we're penalized because not only we can't afford the higher pays, people have to cut back on their coverage and so forth so they can have something, you know.
Well, it's sad you have to make choices that. It really is.
Well, people are, and it's really sad because people are making choices not only when it comes to insurance, but whether they eat or not, and whether they take their medications or not. You know, then maybe they're supposed to take their medications 3 times a day. Maybe they're cutting back to 1 a day. So, and it's like, you know what, Butch? And yet people are so focused. I mean, $7 million going to Trump. And yet people can't afford home insurance.
Yeah.
I mean, and probably those that can't afford home insurance probably sent money to Trump. I don't know that, but I don't get it. I just don't get it.
And, well, they're grasping at straws, hoping things will get better next time around, I guess. I mean, that's what everybody's doing. They're grasping at straws. But it's never going back to normal. They'll never go back to normal. It's never going back to what it was even 5, 6 years ago. Never again. Our economy's not going to go back that way ever again.
And it never was.
No, well, it never was that good, but at least it camouflaged it for a while. Now they can camouflage
it. You're right. It was all camouflage. It was a creative illusion.
Yep.
But I know something that is not a created illusion, and that's our break. We'll be right back. Such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, babe, don't say babe. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up, I'm climbing in. So take it easy.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. I'm Melody Cederstrom with Pastor Butch here. Butch here. Butch Paul is here. And we're heading into the last segment of the program today. So where are you going to?
We're going to get on some financial news now. By the way, it's getting pretty bad when the producer of the show picks on me because I'm old. That's terrible. But anyway, we'll move on. Yeah, well, yeah, like I said, next, the 7th, I'll be 3/4 century old, and I thank God every day that I can still get around as good as I do, but I can tell a big difference between 25 and 75. I'll tell you that right now.
Really?
But I can. I really can. I mean, first off, I had more hair. It's darker. So I can
physically,
tell that for sure.
But not mentally.
Sometimes I wonder about that. But anyway, BRICS expands footprint in the global south. Now, that meeting just is over now, folks. Don't know what else is going to come out of it yet. But so far, no sign of a global gold-backed denomination of anything that I've seen. Following the 15th annual BRICS summit, which was held in Johannesburg, South Africa last week, the bloc of five major emerging economies announced the admission of six new members: Iran, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Ethiopia, Argentina, and United Arab Emirates are set to formally join the group on January 1st, 2024 to expand the bloc's footprint in the global south and grow its economic and political clout on the world stage, establishing a real counterweight to the Western-dominated G7. As statistics Felix Richard notes, the new bloc will represent roughly 46% of the world's population, account for 29% of the world's gross domestic product in nominal terms, and 37% of GDP at purchasing power parity. So that's a hit. And for a long time, Saudi Arabia is the one we depend on to be on our side when it comes to oil production and everything else. Folks, this is turning around against the United States. Turn around. So when you get a block that's holding, representing about 46% of the population of the world, that's a chunk in the melody.
It certainly is.
So I don't know exactly what's going to come out of that, but it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next few years as that continues to grow and clout with the way economics are all over the world. I mean, China's struggling financially from what I've read. Russia's having a hard time, and that's, of course, Russia's in war, and Ukraine is being devastated. But Zelensky doesn't care. He's still making money, and we're padding his bed for him. How many times in the past has the United States put forth a nation to fight for us, so to speak, as our front man in a war that we don't want to fight? This is what's happening right now, folks. Right now, Ukraine's been used as the one to hammer Russia, with the backing of NATO and the U.S., of course. But Russia is going to make a decision, I'm pretty sure, Melody, pretty soon, to either call it off through peace negotiations, or maybe something much worse. Do you see that happening soon?
Well, possibly.
Well, we know Ukraine has lost over 500,000 men from what's reported on mainstream media. How much can they afford to lose? I'm talking about population and manpower.
I know, and you know, it's interesting is because I just saw a headline that the spreading misinfo and propaganda is Putin's most dangerous weapon, ex-KGB's. What government doesn't spread misinfo and propaganda? Ours is probably the biggest.
Probably lead the pack.
I know. Oh, I mean, the whole thing is just crazy, but yeah, I mean, more money, more money, more money is being sent, and it's, again, I don't know why I feel this way, but this country's going to peak at the next election. I mean, it's just, there's just too many things going on that it's just going to move along like there's nothing wrong. So it's eerie.
It is. It truly is. But you have to be totally willfully ignorant and blind not to see this. Finally, we're seeing... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you.
We're seeing some New Yorkers get a little ticked off, Melody. Finally, New Yorkers are getting a little ticked off about what the state's done to them. New Yorkers protesting migrant camps chant pasty white liberals at open borders activists. On Sunday, New Yorkers protested outside of Gracie Mansion, the residence of Mayor Eric Adams, against the city setting up migrant camps in residential neighborhoods. When open borders activists showed up to counter protest, the residents started chanting pasty white liberals. The New Yorkers are protesting the resettlement of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens in their neighborhoods. Most notably, Staten Island residents are outraged by Adams' insistence to house migrants at the former St. John Beale Academy, which sits directly in a tight-knit neighborhood. A judge had temporarily blocked Adams from housing border crossers and illegal aliens at the former school, but another judge quickly overturned that decision when the city appealed the decision. "This is unfair," one Staten Island resident said to CBS News. "My tax dollars shouldn't be going to this," while another resident told neighborhood activists not to give up on protesting the migrant settlement. And he's right. His taxpayers should not be going to do this, especially when bringing an element of illegals. And in a tight-knit neighborhood, maybe a decent neighborhood, is going to be polluted with drugs, prostitution, and violence. I don't blame them. And they're paying for their own demise.
Yep.
While New York City residents are largely ignored over the migrant issue, New York City Governor Kathy Hochul has created a job program for border crossers and illegal aliens that will connect them with employers in the state. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, not only are they bringing them in and putting them in housing when people don't want them there because they're criminals and drug addicts, a lot of them, they're going to make sure they have jobs. Gosh, why don't you do that for the unemployed in New York that want to work right now? Why don't you make sure they have jobs?
Yep.
Since the spring of last year, more than 100,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in New York. The majority who have no ties to the United States and remain in New York City's care, said to cost taxpayers about $12 billion by mid-2025.
Wow.
$12 billion. It's about time they're getting upset. But again, that's another simmering pot on the stove, Melody. It's going to boil over. I don't know how bad or how severe it's going to get, but that's another simmering pot setting to boil with this. When there's a lot of them now on that verge of doing that, and some of them are boiling already, this could be another fuse in what's coming down the pike, couldn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, how do you absorb millions and millions and millions of people? I don't care how much you spread them out. Most of them are still going into the, you know, certain communities and so forth.
You don't do it. And you certainly can't afford to keep on going on.
No.
You can't afford it. I mean, our nation is, our debt is, we'll never pay it. So I guess, what's another few trillion? We're so far in debt now, back spend some more. You know, I mean, gee, just print up more money. After, just make it federal dollars. They don't count, do they? Anyway.
No, they don't. Of course not. It's the government's money. It's not the people's money.
No, that's it. That's
government.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the government's money. They make it. That's
it's
right.
Government's money. Yeah.
Illegal migrants arriving into UK across the English Channel could be forced to wear electronic tags under new Stop the Boats proposals.
What's wrong
Good.
With that?
Nothing.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I think it's wonderful. I think it should have done a long time ago, but I think it's wonderful. Migrants arrive over the English Channel in small boats could be forced to wear electronic tags in their home office proposals. The idea, first mooted more than a year ago, has resurfaced as Rishi Sunak attempts to get a handle on immigration and stop people legally gaining entry to the UK. The migrants would be GPS tracked in real time, required to report via text message or in person to immigration officers multiple times a day, the Telegraph reported. Any attempt to remove the tag and abscond would result in any right to bail or to remain in UK being automatically withdrawn. It comes amid concerns the UK could run out of capacity in immigration detention centers, with officials asked to find alternative ways of ensuring that thousands of migrants who arrive legally but cannot be detained do not abscond. If you don't cut off the flow, even though they're tagged, they're still going to overwhelm you. This is tagging is a good idea, but it's not going far enough.
Yeah, but they'll just cut it off.
Yeah, exactly. But they say if they do, though, they'll lose the result. They'll not be able to get a bail if they're arrested, and they'll be kicked out of UK automatically.
Well, they got to find them first.
That's true. So, I mean, it's a good move. But it's like putting a piece of old gum on the dam is splitting. It may stop a trickle, but it's not going to stop the burst when it comes in.
Right.
You know, it just isn't going to work. I think it's a great idea, but they should have been stopped a long time ago.
They shouldn't be getting to the point to where they have to wear a bracelet.
I agree. I totally agree. Biden plans to ask Congress for funding to develop a new COVID vaccine. May recommend shot for fall, folks. For all, I said recommend shots for all. Now this will start in the middle of September, about 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now. President Biden said Friday he plans to request additional funding from Congress for the development of a new COVID-19 vaccine, adding it may require everyone to take it, whether they previously received the vaccine or not. I'm interested to see how many people are going to comply this time. Are we going to be such a bunch of limp-wristed, apathetic, indifferent people that we're going to fall for this thing again? Are we going to watch our nation crumble even further, lose more businesses and jobs? Are we going to do this all over again? Are we going to be the stupid people? Are we going to shut down churches again? Biden, who is vacationing in Lake Tahoe area, was asked by a reporter on Friday if he could say anything about the uptick COVID cases and a new variant. Yes, I can, the president said. I signed off this morning on a proposal we had to present to Congress to request additional funding for a new vaccine that is necessary, that works. So it's necessary and it works, but the other ones didn't work. Is that right, Mr. President? President Biden delivered his remarks in Roosevelt anyway. He added, attentively, it is recommended that it will be likely be recommended that everybody get it, no matter whether they've gotten it before or not. So here we go. Get in line and be good little servants. Don't argue with your masters. Just do it. And that's the article today. USDA caught pumping mRNA, now pay attention to this, folks, mRNA vaccines into all organic produce across America. All organic produce across America. This is why I try to buy as fresh as possible from local farmers. That's why I buy fresh milk from the local lady. I buy fresh eggs, fresh butter. That's why I do this, because I don't want this stuff in my food. The United States Department of Agriculture is secretly pumping most organic produce in America with Bill Gates' mRNA chemicals, according to a disturbing new report. The Alliance for National Health claims the USDA and other organic certifiers are allowing toxic mRNA and genetically engineered vaccines to infiltrate organic food production. According to Organic Eye, industry watchdog, USDA certified organic producers all across America are using mRNA and GE vaccines in their livestock, even though it goes against the principles of organic farming. NaturalNews.com reports a watchdog also pointed out that consumers cannot determine whether USDA certified organic meat, eggs, or milk have been produced using GE or GMO-containing foods. It is largely factory farm producers that rely on vaccines, which they see as necessary because of the sheer intensity of their animal husbandry techniques. So, folks, find local farmers, support them, buy their milk, buy their egg, buy their butter, buy their produce. Do your best to support those people around you. Do it while you still can before they lose everything they have. If mRNA animal vaccines become a new standard, replacing older vaccines currently in use, then we could see a world in which USDA-certified organic products were widely contaminated by GE and GMO components originating from mRNA vaccines. So, folks, there's coming out and telling you they're going to put vaccines in your organic produce. All of it, they said. There you go. Melody, comments? I know it's getting close. You got comments on that?
Yeah, I don't know how that would exactly be done.
Well, vaccines, shots, and the food to feed them. GMO foods that they feed the animals also could have those in it.
Yeah. So do we become vegans?
They're going to do produce also, apparently, too. I don't know.
I don't know how they would do produce.
Things
are GMO.
They put trout genes in tomatoes so they wouldn't freeze.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. True.
Anyway.
Good Lord, you talk about a bunch of Frankensteins running around.
Oh, my gosh. You don't know what you're eating, folks. Buy local. Buy local. Buy local.
And that is true. I've always said that. Please get to know your local farmers, because they're going to come in handy more than you'll ever know. So. And give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. Got me on.